Well, good morning and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. This beautiful morning. Our sermon text this morning will be 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. Let's get a better understanding of what Paul is saying to Timothy by reading verses 6 through 11. And the heading of this is A Good Servant of Jesus Christ. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. In Paul's first letter to a budding young minister named Timothy, a protege of the Apostle Paul, who was to be pastoring a very intimidating church in Ephesus, Paul commands Timothy, "You must discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness." Before Timothy was a big task. He had a tremendous responsibility to faithfully teach sound doctrine, resist and avoid ungodly myths. Paul wanted him to know that discipline is the secret of godliness. Discipline is the secret of godliness. You know, the word discipline has disappeared from our minds, our mouths, the pulpit, our culture. I think we hardly know what discipline means in modern American society today. It's very sad. It's like it's a free-for-all. There is no other way to attain godliness. Discipline is the path to godliness. You must learn to discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. What are you going to look like? What are you going to look like? It's a command. The first thing to notice is that there is no option about being godly. There's none. Paul's words constitute a divine command by which God tells us to discipline ourselves for that purpose. Our God intends for His children to be godly. It is clear that He wants us to be godly, since He orders them to discipline themselves for godliness. You know, in other places in the Word of God, He commands to be holy and perfect. Be holy as I am holy, and be perfect as I am perfect. You know, it's certain that we will never reach perfection in this life. It's hard, but you got to strive for it. But perfect godliness is the goal toward which every believer must discipline himself and toward which he must move every day. We must move in that direction every single day to the best of our ability. This means becoming more like God Himself each day. The godly man leads a life that reflects God. Godliness is the goal of the Christian life. We must please God by being, thinking, doing, and saying the things that He wants us to. That pleases Him. The Lord wants us to be disciplined for Him. Your whole life ought to be disciplined, structured, set up, organized, and running day by day toward the goal of godliness. You know, everything that you do, should somehow contribute toward reaching that goal. Monday through Saturday, not only on Sunday. Are you going to come here on Sunday and so just do the right thing? Okay, great, I'm good for the week. Okay, and then go home and be a wolf in sheep's clothing? You must move toward that goal every single day. If you're going to learn discipline, you must first learn patience. Remember, godliness is not instant. You may have sought and tried to abstain instant godliness, but there's no such thing. You know, today we have instant coffee. We have instant pudding. We have houses that are instant shipped on trucks. We have everything that's instant now. I want it now. Instant now. And we want instant godliness as well. We want someone to give us three easy steps to godliness, and we'll take them on Sunday and be godly. Great. Yep. Good. Godliness doesn't come that way. It doesn't come that way. Discipline means work. It's hard work. It means sustained daily effort. Every day, a daily effort. The Greek word Paul used for discipline gives us our English word, gymnastics. I'm sure some of the ladies might be familiar with that. It is a term clearly related to athletics. An athlete becomes an expert only by years of hard practice. There are no instant athletes. And I know some of you out there are either ex-athletes or still athletic. You know how hard it is to become good at that sport. Athletes must practice regularly, usually every day, for at least a short period of time. They work out daily, day after day, until what they are doing is natural. It's second nature to them. That is what an athlete does. And that is exactly what is involved in the word that Paul used here. Continued daily effort is an essential element of Christian discipline. Now, discipline, so conceived, is something that the Christian church lacks in our time. You know, it's high time that we all recognize that God requires us to discipline ourselves by constant practice and obeying His revealed will, and thus exercise, train ourselves toward godliness. Practically speaking, what does this mean involve? In Luke 9:23, Jesus commands His disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." He does not mean denying yourself something. Rather, Jesus insisted that Christians must deny the self within them. By the self, He meant the old desires, the old ways, the old practices, the old habit patterns that were acquired before conversion. It became so much a part of day-by-day practice that they became second nature. You must become aware of your life patterns and evaluate them by the Word of God. What you learned to do as a child, you may be continuing to do as an adult. Pattern by pattern, you must analyze and determine whether it has developed from practice in doing God's will or whether it has developed as a sinful response. There is only one way to become a godly person. To orient one's life toward godliness, and that means pattern by pattern, the old sinful ways as they are discovered must be replaced by new patterns from God's Word. That is the meaning of disciplined living. Discipline first requires self-examination. Then it means crucifixion of that old sinful way. Say no daily. And lastly, practice in following Jesus Christ in new ways by the guidance and strength that the Holy Spirit provides through His Word, through the Holy Bible. The biblical way to godliness is not easy or simple, but it is the solid way. The only way. Can you not at this date in life make a change and start to live a life that really will be godly? Positively, you can. By the grace of God, you can change. When you discipline yourself for righteousness, you don't have to do it alone. You're not alone in this. It is God who works in you. Philippians 2:13. All holiness, all righteousness, all godliness is the fruit of the Spirit. It makes nothing less than the power of the Spirit to replace sinful habits with righteous ones for a 10-year-old or a 50-year-old. God never said that once a person reaches 50 or 40 or 80, that he's incapable of change. You can change. The Holy Spirit can change any Christian and does. As Christians, we should never fear change. I know in my life, I had to really get used to change. I had to mature through it, and I'm still working it through. We must believe in change. I had to believe in change, and we must believe in change. So long as it is change oriented toward godliness. The Christian life is a life of continual change. In the Scriptures, it is called a walk, not a rest. You're not going to rest, you're going to walk toward Christ Himself. And you can say, I finally made it. We cannot say there is nothing more to learn from God's Word, nothing more to put into practice. Tomorrow, no more skills to develop, no more sins to be dealt with. When Christ said, take up your cross daily and follow me, He put an end to all such thinking. He represented the Christian life as a daily struggle to change. You can change if the Spirit of God dwells within you. Of course, if he does not, there is no such hope. Too many Christians want the change without the daily struggle, without the hard work. Sometimes they give up when they're at the very threshold of success. But you can't give up. Because you're not alone. The Lord God is with you. What I want to share with you is very important, so please listen. You know, it usually takes at least 3 weeks of daily effort to feel comfortable with a new task. And it takes about 3 more weeks to make the task part of oneself. This requires a structured, disciplined life. Here's a warning, a caution. One of the greatest hindrances to godliness is living according to feeling. No. Godly, commandment-oriented living comes only from biblical structure and discipline. 1 Timothy 6:6. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. So daily strive for godliness through discipline. Wouldn't it be well to hear from your great and mighty Lord on Judgment Day? Well done, good and faithful servant. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow now, Lord, in humbleness. We thank you for being a loving God, that you love us so much you sent us your Son. Change is possible to be godly. There's not one thing that should get in our way, because you are with us every step of the way. It's not easy to change, you know that. You were here on this earth, but you showed us the way. We thank you that this is a new day for me, for all of us, that we can begin to live a structured life, a godly life, being godly through discipline. We thank you so much, Lord God, for your word. Where would we be, Lord, without you? Where would we be without your word? So, Lord, we lift up this time to you now. In the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We will now offer each other the sign of peace, followed by the communion message.